This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, the last story in our series on Juarez, Mexico, where police are still investigating hundreds of unsolved murders. But first, you've probably heard a lot about red states and blue states, the media shorthand for states that tend to favor Republicans or Democrats. But red and blue are more than just states. They're states of mind. And our partners at Slate have come up with an online quiz to help you decide just how red or blue or maybe purple you are. So get your pencils out if you want to follow along. In the meantime, I asked the creator of the quiz, Ann Kornblut, for a little background on red and blue. Kornblut is a political reporter for the Boston Globe, and she says the cultural divide is not so simple as liberal versus conservative, urban versus rural, or elite versus populist.
I think it's a combination of all of those things together, plus what music you listen to, what you like to eat. It's a divide that's been splitting the country really since the 1960s. The words red and blue have taken off, but they really don't describe anything. So that's what I was trying to do with the quiz, is to illuminate it a little more.
Okay, well, speaking of the quiz, let's get to it. And let's give our listeners the chance to answer four questions. Number one being, is Lee Greenwood
A, celebrity chef, B, a singer-songwriter, C, the head of the Office of Management and Budget, or D, an evangelical preacher?
All right. Number two, John Stewart is?
A, an editorial cartoonist, B, the secretary of education, C, a comedian, or D, a morning DJ.
Number three, what does the Eighth Commandment prohibit?
A, stealing, B, coveting your neighbor's wife, C, avarice, or D, committing adultery.
And number four, Whole Foods refers to?
A, the raw food movement, B, the trend of not cutting or dicing vegetables, C, an upscale grocery chain known for organic products, or D, the famed vegan restaurant in Aspen.
And our listeners are busily dividing up on one side or the other. We'll give the answers in just a few minutes. But first, Anne, do you find that this divide between red states and blue states is getting bigger?
I don't know if it's getting bigger. It's very hard to quantify and to measure. It would seem to be, though. I mean, people tend to watch one kind of cable station or another, listen to one kind of radio program or another, and there's no real reason to have to interact with people from the other side if you don't want to. I think the internet also makes it a lot easier. You don't have to read the entire newspaper. You can go read the articles that interest you, which I think becomes sort of a reinforcing echo chamber. You're surrounded by people who like and care about the same sorts of things as you do.
Okay, let's get to the answers. Number one, Lee Greenwood is?
Well, I could be really mean here and make you tell me, but he's a singer-songwriter.
And John Stewart?
I think more and more people know the answer to this now, but he's a comedian.
The Eighth Commandment
prohibits stealing.
Mm. And Whole Foods is?
In my neighborhood anyway, it's the grocery store.
So this was actually two blues, two reds?
More or less, yes. And some of them are weighted differently, and some of them are just simply a matter of taste. So not all of them have a right or wrong answer, but yes, two red and two blue.
Lee Greenwood, a red. John Stewart, a blue. Eighth Commandment, a red, I'm guessing, and Whole Foods,
I guess so, sure.
A blue. Okay. Well, is it possible to know the answers to all of these and be just sort of, you know, above it all?
Yes, of course it is. And it's really, it's not meant to be the absolute judge of where you're from or what you like or believe in. But what it judges is the background noise in your life. There are some things that red staters would automatically know, regardless of their politics. And there's some things that blue staters, even if you never shopped at Whole Foods, if you live in one of the places where they are the big grocery store, you just kind of know what they are. So it's really sort of a test of what comes to you most instinctively without you really having to think about it.
So it doesn't necessarily say, oh, because I know what Whole Foods is, then I'm voting for John Kerry.
No, if it were that easy, the campaigns would not be spending millions trying to figure all this stuff out. But it is. I would suspect that if you did a poll at the local Whole Foods, it probably would trend Democratic.
Ann Kornblut is the senior political correspondent for the Boston Globe, and you can take her entire red state, blue state quiz and find out whether you are red, blue, purple, or yellow at slate.com. Thanks a lot, Ann.
Sure.